said don't do, and certain things that said you could do. We have Yehuda. He is the one that says that when Moshe Chacham said three things, stop doing. Who Ketanya, this Christ says, Koytrim Barasa Chachamim. It says here you're allowed to cut down with the consent of the Chachamim. To see it's mutter to cut down with the consent of the Chachamim. So the Chutz Astira, before we're saying of Yehuda, says even Koytrim was Shalai Barasa Chachamim. But the Mala Taimach, Hani Yavo Hevi. Anyway, Shrei, you have four things here. We before said only three things, and now you're saying four things. Elasam and Nikan Stira. Elasam and Stira take out of here. Not to make any kashas, Stira doesn't belong here. Because really, Stira, cutting down the wheat, they have you all this mutter. Befrat and Anshi Yerichoi, that's not a place where you bring the aimer from, so materially you're allowed to cut it down. So true, take out the word Stira. Then you're only left with three. The Rashi says, Lutaymech, the Stira loch, ha'od liyel katani, elu v'yelu, shtrei v'atachomim, yel... It says four things there. Makivin, they used to graft. The korchim say shema together. The koitzin cut down the goitzin. So teretziyah, take out the word the koitzin. The koitzin doesn't belong there. The koitzin tak is mutter. Ravaitim. So it says now in the Mishnah also, matirin gamzuya shel hegnish. What one thing that did wrong, and the chom wamoicha said you're doing it wrong, is when somebody was makdish a tree, and then later the new growth, something grew on it, they held what's growing now is mutter. Humatirin gamzuya shel hegish, shel grow from a box of tree, v'shel shikma. Is Omru, they said like this. The Anshi Richa said, Avoseinu, our fathers, lohigdishu elakiris. They were only makdish, the bark, the tree itself. That's what they were makdish. V'yarno not the gamzuya shel hegish. But we are matir now what the new growth, something the new stalk, the new leaves, or branches are growing out, we're not there, because our fathers weren't makdish that. Shachru b'shal shikma. So Gemara says, now what's the machlokes? Uvegidulin haboyim liyachem mikan askinin. The machlokes is these new branches that grow out of the tree after you were makdish it. So b'shas the father said this tree should become hegdish, he made a gushas apeh, it was only chal on the tree itself. Now later, new branches grow out. The savri law, so anshi richa held, Kamandiyama ain't mila begedulin. Something that grows out of hegdish is no ista mila on it. Ista mila is only something that has kedusha saper. If you spoke out with your mouth, this should be hegdish, and then you have enjoyment from it, you're over the ista mila. But here you are, the fathers were only makdish the tree. Now the new branches that grow out, there's no kedusha saper on it. So therefore, there's no ista mila. That's what Anshi Richa held. For Rabbonin, what's the strong Rabbonin? They hold Savri, need the Mila Lekka, true. Midiraisa, there's no Issa Mila. You don't have to bring a korban or the Isura Milawika. Avadan, Avadan, Isra, there is. Because the Meister, this tree, belongs to Hegdish. So anything that grows out of the tree is growing out of Hegdish's tree. So you're not allowed to have enjoyment from Hegdish. So if Avadan, it's also. So that says, Bigdulim, Masakta Mila. Machleka, Tianchi, Rabbonin. Yeah, it's fight. Right, Uparatsin process. The next thing wrong they did was, they used to make holes in the fence that the Aniyim could come into the orchards or the gardens and take the fruits that fall off on Shabbos off the tree. Yizama Rula, Sula said, Amir Abshirim Ben Lakish, Machlokes, what's the Machlokes between Anshi Rikhoi? They held it was Mutter and the Chom that say it's Asur. Where's the Machlokes of these fruits that fall off the tree on Shabbos? Can you eat them or not? Is the Shel Mechabdes. The Machlokes is only by the Mechabdes, that's where the Machlokes is. So Rashi learns, the shel mechabdes means kapois tomorrow main brosh adekel. On the top of a palm tree, that's where the dates are. The ksufois zu etzuzu. And the bunch together, one next to another. The mamish bunch together. Kain kli, like a kli. Okeshat tomorrow noishrim, and when the dates fall off it, nekabla soysim, they receive the dates. The chivim the gevoya, since it's very high up on the tree, Bitsarak Lahalasal Deku, you have to climb up the palm tree, the ninth one to take it, is Khashin and Shema Yitla Shmina Mukhubarois, Devi Abalocha. We're afraid if you want to climb up the palm tree to get those dates that fell off the tree, we're afraid maybe while you're climbing up the palm tree, you'll pull off a branch. Like the argument is it's an Isser to climb up a tree on Shabbos, even to Mishtamish, to use a tree on Shabbos. Because there's a Xera, maybe you come to pull off a branch or pull off the fruits. So that's where the Machlokes is. If the top fruits that are stuck on top of the tree, the Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan, the Holy Gemara says, Gazrinan Shem Yalav Yitlish. We're afraid maybe you climb up the tree, and while you're climbing up the tree, the Yitlish, you pull off some new pears. That's why it's also. The Yanshi Richa Sarvi, the people in Richa held, no, we're not afraid, maybe you climb up the tree. They held, since these parents now are not attached anymore, therefore you're allowed to climb up the tree and take down the fruits. Abel Michel Bena Kipin, but the fruits that are on the bottom of the tree, that didn't not a stuck on top of the palm tree. Then I keep me out before me, mamish on the bottom of the tree. That's where these fruits fell to.
All right, turn over, continue on the other side.
On the bottom of the tree, that didn't not a stuck on top of the palm tree. Then I keep me out before me, mamish on the bottom of the tree. That's where these fruits fell to. Is the rihakomuta. I tell you, everybody holds you allowed to eat these fruits on Shabbos because they fell off already. So what are you afraid now? Maybe you'll pick off from the tree? No. Since you don't have to climb up the tree, you just find the pears on the bottom of the tree, it's mutatidit. So Rashi learns, Bishalbeina kipim, lamata minafeim, on the bottom of the tree. Naifas atachtein is the bottom branches. Hulekalameches letlisha diyenka mechuboris. On the bottom there are no dates growing there, so we're not afraid you'll pick off any new dates now. Therefore it's mutter. That's the way Rashi learns. Taisus has a lot of kashas on Rashi. Ravad is a Pella Rashi. There's a whole Gemara Beitz like that. We know that Peiris that fall off the tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take. Because there's a Xeria, maybe you come to pull off other fruits. So even if the fruit is mamish on the bottom of the floor, still there's such a Xeria. And also Taiz is, Stam, you can't climb up the tree after being Mechubra. Therefore Taiz learns that Psham the Sugi is near Marie, the Shemaitari Betlushin Erev Yomtif. We're talking about these fruits fell off the tree even Erev Yomtif, or even Erev Shabbos. They're Nachadnes for the Kriyfim Melachim Shom. And in between the beginning of Shabbos, the fruits were either on top of the tree or at the bottom of the floor. That's where the machlokes is. The Ravad, if a fruit falls off the tree on Shabbos, pshit it tosser. Here the shaila was, the fruit already fell off from before Shabbos. Now we're afraid if the fruit is stuck on top of the tree, we're afraid maybe you'll come over to climb up the tree on Shabbos, which is also. Mashenke, and the fruits on the floor, that's mutter. Since it fell off the fruit before Shabbos, havad with mutter. The Mori of Takasha, though, Omalei Rova, we are muksas ninu. Rova said, no, they're muksa, though. What do you mean? So the way Rashi learns is very good. Rashi learns, we are muksas ninu, Shemera Shabbos, Beina Shemoshes, right before Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos, where were these dates? Hoya Mechubaris. As Rashi sheet there is, the dates were mamish Mechubar attached to the tree. Venim so muksas, machma sisat lisha. Right now, at the beginning of Shabbos, you can't even touch these fruits. They're muksa. Because you're not allowed to use it. The only way you can eat it is by pulling it off the tree. And it's an issur d'oraisa to pull the fruits off the tree. That's called muksa machmas issur. Talisha, or muksa bein hashmosh muksa l'chol hayom. And since the beginning of Shabbos, they're muksa, male, they remain muksa the whole Shabbos. So Tzayis has to be matzah and say that even though it came up before Shabbos, but you didn't have das to use it though. Well, parafo muksa ninu, kivun doya bein hashmosh is al ilon. Since the mice at the beginning of Shabbos, they were still on top of the tree. You couldn't go get it because how do you get it? You have to like climb up the tree. And you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos. So it's also called an issa to get it. Even though the fruits, the toasters, fell off before Shabbos, but still, since the beginning of Shabbos, the fruits were on top of the tree, it's also called muksa machmas issa. Right now you can't get it, only be issa. So a person doesn't have any das, doesn't have in mind to use these pears. So it should remain muksa. So how could the aniyim come and eat it on Shabbos? But muksas ninu. Dichitena, maybe you want to tell me. Hoyo dechazil orvin. Maybe since the birds could come on the tree and eat it, so it's called food for birds, and the locher is any food that's roi for behemoth eat. It's not muksam. That's what you want to tell me. I'll tell you no. Hashto muchen liyodim. Madach when food that's aimed for a person to eat. Like a regular piece of meat that's aimed for a person to eat. The klal is loyavi muchen liklovim. If something happens to it, and now it doesn't become, it's not edible anymore on Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it to a kelev, to a dog to eat. The Tanan, what's the Rai? We learned like this. If you do if you have a live animal, at the beginning of Shabbos, the behemoth was alive. Now, a live animal, what do you have in mind to do with the meat? An animal that's alive, you have in mind that you want to shecht it, and you'll eat it. So even though on Shabbos you can't shecht it, but right before Shabbos, you have in mind this animal is aimed for meat to eat, so I don't want to give it to my dog now, because something that's aimed for a person to eat, he keeps only for himself and not for his dogs. So what happens if this animal dies now on Shabbos? It becomes an avela. Are you allowed to give it to your dog to eat or not? Is it called muksa or not? So if you dog like this, In my house in the Bedlam era Shabbos, if the behemoth did not die before Shabbos, then the locher is asura. You're not allowed to give it to your dog on Shabbos teeth. Why? Because it's muksa. There is since it before Shabbos, the behemoth was alive. So you had asked now this meat is going to be used only for you. So even though now on Shabbos it dies, and now when the behemoth is in the Bedlam, it's only oimit to give it to a dog, so why can't you? The Teretz says, because it's muksa. Since you are asked to use it for yourself, when you want to use something for yourself, you do not have in mind at all to give it to your dogs. So we see, Muchen li Adam is lo yavi Muchen li Klovin. Or there's lo here, Muchen li Irvin. Even if you want to say these dates on top of the tree is oimet for birds to eat it right now. Right now a bird could come and eat it. Are they having Muchen li Adam? But you want to tell me, since you have in mind that the birds could eat it, that would also make it that it's not muksa, that even a person could eat it. How could that be? Like madlich, something that's aimed for nadam, you can't give it to your dog. So something that's aimed for Irvin should not help for a person. Amalei, the Gemara answers back, no. In, I'll tell you that's true. There's no kash here. The svar is like this: mochin the yadam, lo yavi mochin the klavim. Something that's meat, that's edible for you yourself, for sure you do not have in mind to give it to your dog. Why? The klal is like this: a person is stingy, like to chomidi the chazlinish. Any food that's roy for you to eat. It's a good piece of meat. So here the animal's alive. A live animal, it's something that the person should check it, and he'll enjoy the meat. You do not set it aside to give it to Klovin. Because anything that's right for you, you don't give away to your dogs. Mashenk and the other were like, here you have these dates that are on top of the tree. Right now on Shabbat, you're not allowed to go up the tree. So it's not muchen for you to use it at all. You can't eat it. But still, who is it aimed for? Who could eat it? Muchen the Yorvim. That the birds, they could eat it. So I tell you, since you have in mind it should have some use on Shabbos, enech nami, have a muchen liyadim. I tell you, it's also called edible, usable for a person. But the klal is like this: kol midi dechazel liyinish daiti alavayu. Anything that you could have some use for it on Shabbos, normally you have in mind to use it on Shabbos. So maybe these dates, even though right now it's on top of the tree, so svari is since lamaisa has some use right now, the birds up in the tree could eat it. And right now, Yom Askim, let the birds eat it. I can't get to it now. It's on top of the tree. It's muksum. But since you have in mind that the birds could eat it, it's called these peiros there, these dates, have some use. Since they have some use, they're not muksum. Therefore, when they fall down now on Shabbos, the Aniyim could take it, because it's not muksum. Similar, you could say the bottom dates takara mutter. If they fall down to the floor, it's mutter. I, the shayla, is going to be muksa. Terah says no. Since Lamaisa, at the beginning of Shabbos, you had in mind that the bird should eat from it, you had in mind that it's called an oichel, so now when it falls down, it's still called an oichel, and you could use it. Because anything that has any use that you could use, you always have in mind you should use it. So that's one shot. Well, Kiyasi Ravun, when Ravun came, Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he said over from Rastrakis like this, Ma'ach loikis b'shol ben kipin. No, just the opposite. The machlokes in Anshi Yerichai and the Chomim is about the date the mamish fell down to the floor, fell on the bottom of the tree. The Rabbon and Savri, Muchem li Orvin, lo yavi Muchem li Odom. They all know it's still Muksa. Even though at the beginning of Shabbos, these dates were on top of the tree, or the way Rashi learns, the dates the mamish attached on the tree, so even though it's aimless for birds to eat it, but that's not called Muchem for an Odom. It's still called Muksa. Because the Maisa, you can't use it. For you, it's still attached to the tree, or else the way Tosis learns is on top of the tree, and you're not allowed to climb up there on Shabbos, so it's called Yamaksi, you take away your mind from using it. No, since a person has in mind that his bird should be allowed to eat it, so it's called the food for your birds, once you have any type of a use from it, it's called Mukhin Liyadim also, it's not called Muksa. Avo Bishel Mechabdois, Mashenkin the Paris. That a mamish stuck on top of the tree, according to everybody, even on Yerichai, we're moided those pears are also to use on Shabbos. There's a gzera, maybe you climb up the tree, and while you're climbing up the tree, you pull down the pears, therefore those fruits that are on top of the tree, pshiter are also. Right, the nice thing, Paley Eric. A third thing that the Anshi Yerichai did wrong was, they had a field growing vegetables, and they left over peya at the end of the field. And what was wrong was that Peya, the Aniyim, thought they don't have to give not truma to Maisris. And really, this field, since these vegetables have no chiyas Peya, the locher is, you're not allowed to eat them before you take off truma to Maisris. So the Balabosi is Ramesh being master the Niyim. The Niyim thought they were allowed to eat it, and will they being open, you see the Raita. Said the Gemara, how did Anshi Yericho do this? For less than the Anshi Yericho, didn't the people in Yericho know? Hold it now, that we learned is a mission in Teya. Klal Lomer B'Teya. There's a klal on which type of things that grow, so you have to leave over Teya. Is there a mitzvah Teya? Teya the mitzvah is, at the end of your field, leave over some part of it for the Niyim to come and eat it. That's called Matnas Aniyim, and it has a locha that Niyim are allowed to eat it without taking enough Trumas and Isis. Now, which type of fruits or vegetables, which type of growing things is there a mitzvah leave over Teya? Kol Shu Oichel, anything that you can eat, it has to be edible. Something that's not edible, there's no mitzvah Teya. Venishmer, it has to be something that's watched. Lafuk is not Hefker. Can't be something anybody could take it. It has to be Nishmer watched, there has to be an owner to it. And Rashi says, Venishmer, Sheinoi Mufkar, it's not Hefker. People come to watch it. The giduloi minoris is something that grows out of the ground. Lafuki, not mushrooms. Mushrooms, though, we say, grow out of the air, not out of the ground. It has to be something that grows out of the ground. It has to be like the type of a tree that all the apples are ripe at one time. It's one season that you pull off all the apples. That's called one lekitos kiyachas. We'll soon see what things don't have one of kita. There are certain fruits that you put some, half of the tree is ripe now, half of the tree gets ripe next month, and the following month, such a tree is potter from Peya. Umachni selikiyim. It has to be such a type of a fruit that you bring it into the house, lekiyim, it can stay a while. Such rashi, shemiskayim yom ravim. It has to be a certain type of fruits that could stay a few days. Like a fruit, an orange, a grapefruit, they can stay a while. Lafuke yirokas, vegetables, get spoiled after a day or two. That's why vegetables are potter from Peya. Is chayiv Peya. These things are all chayiv Peya. Kosh, now the more explains. What does this Mishnah mean to say? Koshu oichol, it has to be something that's edible. Prat lesviche satyin v'koytza. Lafuke svichem, here they grow by themselves. Type of thorns, v'koytza, that's not edible. So Rashi says, sviche satyin v'koytza, koshim lachila. It's hard to eat it. You can eat it, but it's very hard. It's not so gishmak to eat it. But these type of growths that don't grow by itself, different type of things here. You just said they use these things for dyeing. It gives off good dye. So it's something that grows that's hard to eat. It's not a derech eat it that way. It's potter from Peya. The nishmar has to be watched. Prat lehefker. If you have a hefker pick a field, there's no mitzvah for anybody to leave all the Peya. Just take all the fruits and keep it. The gedulei menorot. Mushrooms. Mushrooms don't grow out of the ground. It's called it grows from the ear, like a fungus. What does that mean? You collect it all in one shot. Lafuke figs. Figs are different times that they're ripe at different times. When you have a fig tree, all the figs are not ripe at the same time. Though summertime, you have different figs keep on coming ripe. So therefore, since they don't all become ripe at one time, they're potter from Peya. Peya has to be like Ketosa Kiyacha. The Mishnah there explains how you know these things from Sukkim. We dash in a posuk for these things. Baitam, Umachmis Lakiyim, something that you can bring home and it stays a while in your house, stays a long time. Prapli Yerik, Lafuke vegetables. His vegetables don't stay a long time. Vegetables, you bring it in, it stays a day or two. If you don't have a refrigerator to keep it, or hand to find if you wouldn't spray it with all the sprays they do to the vegetables, they'll get stale in a day or two. That's not called machnis lakiyim. So therefore, Yerokes is potter from Peya. That's the kash and Anshi Yerichoi. Didn't they know this Mishnah? There's nothing in the Mishnah that says that vegetables that don't stay a long time is potter from Peya. Om Rabbi Yehudi Ramarav, Hocho Beroshe Liftei Tafkinen. A Savada Anshi Yericho knew this Mishnah. And a regular field of vegetables, they also did not leave over Peya. So the machlek is only by a turnip, the tops of the turnips. A barashay liftais, askinam. O machni soilikiyam aydei dobracher. You could keep it a long time, aydei dobracher means you pickle it. If you take it home and pickle it, it'll stay a long time. So that's the machlek. Is this called machnis lakiyam or not? Kvifagay. Ma'atsova machnis lakiyam aydei dobracher shmekiyam. Anshi yericho held yes. Since the mice you can take this home and pickle it, and it'll stay a long time, even though by itself it doesn't stay, but they don't rach it does stay, that's called machnis lakiyim. That's mechuyiv and peya. Umasa, but the rabbanon hold no, loish mekiyim. Since you can take these turnips by itself, they will not stay a long time, You have to have something else with it. That's not called machnis lekiyum. Therefore, it's potem in a peyim. Rashi says, Rosh liftois, only haliftois, the leaves of the turnips. Machnis nois lekiyum, aydei oimois, Rashi learns. All right. Right. Turn around. For he showing how you nice them peyah on the liftois on the krud. At the beginning, they did take off peyah from liftois and from krud from cabbages. They held this was machnis lekiyum. Rabbi Yosi Yoimaaf lekaflut, another type of vegetable. As this vegetable they held was also called machnis lekiyum, it could stay a long time. But Tanya, another writer says, for you nice them peyah the lefes lekaflut. It left out the word krud, and it only said lefes and kaflut. We have Shimon, Shimon says, Afla Kruv. Cabbages also is called a vegetable that stays a long time. That's Mechuyev in Tayyav. So the Mara Lema, Tlosa Tenoy Hevi. Mechuyev is three.